Music and the aroma of grilled meats and Caribbean spices fill the air as festival goers move from tent to tent. Among those attending Ritmo y Sabor, a celebration of Caribbean culture, is schoolteacher Anna Brown. She's originally from Peru.
I was born in Iquitos and I was raised in Lima, Arequipa.
But she's been in North Carolina for 31 years and would consider herself a Charlottean, and says being politically active is an important part of that. Brown says she's an active member of the Democratic Party.
Well, I think that's very important to make sure that the right people is voted in.
And voted out. Brown says local immigration policies, particularly ending Mecklenburg County's participation in the 287G program, was a huge motivation in getting her to the polls in the May 8th primary. According to county election data, Brown wasn't alone.
Let's take a look at that number.
Michael Dickerson is the director of the Mecklenburg County Board of Elections. He says more than 1,200 Latino voters participated in the primary. That turnout is three times larger than 2014, the last similar midterm election that didn't have a presidential or statewide race on the ballot. Of the 1,200 Latino voters, over half were Democratic, more than 400 were unaffiliated, and about 120 voted Republican. Dickerson says the spike in voter turnout is on par with the increase in the Latino population and the number of eligible voters.
As you see the pool get larger, you'll see a larger number of those folks voting in every primary and every general elections.
Census population data estimates about 13% of the county's residents identify as Hispanic, up from 12.2% in 2010. That's an estimated growth of about 30,000 Latinos in that seven-year period. But Oliver Marino of Comunidad Colectiva, an organization that advocates for the rights of immigrants and Latinos, points to a specific issue to explain the increase.
It was very clear from Spanish media, from Latino organizations, that this election was about 287G.
By 287G, he means the program that allows county sheriffs to partner with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in identifying undocumented immigrants, meaning they can ask the immigration status of people brought into jail, hold them if they're undocumented, and then transfer them into ICE custody, among other functions. Marino says incumbent Sheriff Erwin Carmichael was ousted in the primary because of his participation in 287G. Winner Gary McFadden campaigned on a vow to end the program, which is why Comunidad Colectiva threw its support behind him.
He had a connection with the media, with Spanish media. We were in the newspapers and the radio stations, asking folks to if they were able to vote, to go out and vote against Sheriff Carmichael and for Gary McFadden to protect the community.
End 287G, that was the message that got many Latino voters to the polls in May. Queen's University political science professor Maggie Cummins says she's afraid that momentum won't continue come the general election in November.
I suspect that this primary and the turnout for the sheriff's election was an aberration. I think we'll see a long-term trend up in Latino turnout, but I don't think we're going to see the kind of bump that we saw in this primary.
A look at statewide data indicates that Cummins may be right. In the primary, almost 7,500 Latinos turned out to vote in North Carolina. That's about 3,000 more than turned out in 2014. But when taken into the context of voter registration, the growth is smaller. This past May, about 4% of registered Latino voters turned out, up from 3% in 2014. So participation is growing, but it's growing slowly. Cummins says if people can't see an immediate tie between voting and policy outcomes, like they did with 287G and the ousting of a sitting sheriff, the momentum could die out. But Jose Hernandez Paris says his organization is going to work hard not to let that happen.
This is our advocacy space.
He's the director of the Latin American Coalition. He says the coalition hopes 287G was just the start.
We're hopeful that this will be the beginning of more political engagement from our community.
Even though there may not be a specific issue on the ballot to drive Latino vote, Hernandez Paris says he's trying to show the community the large-scale importance of participation.
I think the biggest barrier is the perception that the vote doesn't count. I think we've been led to believe that that is a reality, and the fact is that it's not.
And to continue the 287G momentum, he says the coalition will work on educating Latinos on policies that affect them, like those regarding education and affordable housing.
We have seen change when people have decided to vote locally for a better community, a more inclusive community.
He says that's the message the coalition and other organizations will push come the general election and beyond. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.